Welcome to The Point for April 15th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. If last week was Infrastructure Week, you could say this is Foreign Policy Week for the Biden administration. President Joe Biden rolled out a series of dramatic foreign policy measures this week. For starters, Biden formally announced his decision to end America's longest war, deeming the prolonged and intractable conflict in Afghanistan no longer aligned with American priorities. Both of Biden's most recent predecessors sought to end the war in Afghanistan, only to be drawn back in by devolving security and attempts to prop up the government. Biden made a different calculation that the U.S. and the world must simply move on. After decades of Afghanistan-focused national security meetings and decisions, Biden's foreign policy priorities now lie elsewhere, in Asia, where he hopes to compete with China, and in Russia, whose president he spoke with Tuesday and proposed an upcoming summit. That Asia priority also illuminates Biden's other foreign policy moves this week. He sent an unofficial delegation to Taiwan to express support for its democracy and security on Tuesday. Thursday, Biden targeted Russia with sweeping sanctions and diplomatic expulsions, punishing Moscow for its interference in the 2020 U.S. election, its SolarWinds cyber attack, and its ongoing occupation and severe human rights abuses in Crimea. So let's get to the point. Right now, all of these moves signal a turn toward a tougher, more pragmatic posture for the U.S. globally. Welcome to Foreign Policy Week. And that is The Point for April 15th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.